A Walmart news release claims the new Utah bank would not lead to branch banks at the company's thousands of stores across the country. It would only be used to handle electronic payment processing Walmart now has to contract out to other banks. The goal, according to the company, as with all of Walmart's financial ventures, is to, quote, offer everyday low prices to its customers. But Rose Oswald Poles of the Wisconsin Bankers Association says the Walmart bank would also accept deposits from nonprofit charitable groups in direct competition with community banks across the country.
That will directly take money out of community banks, put it in the hands of Walmart with no duty, in fact, no ability for that bank to turn around and lend the money back to the community, invest the money back in the community like a community bank does.
Poles says Walmart's entrance into the banking business crosses an important regulatory line between commerce and banking, put in place after the Great Depression to prevent a consolidation of financial institutions. While several other companies, including Target and General Motors, have established such banks, Walmart's would be the largest. Harry Argue of the Wisconsin Graduate School of Banking says the fear is that might threaten the solvency of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
They would have an unfair advantage of setting up banking operations, and if that were to become troubled, could put the FDIC fund at risk.
But a Walmart spokesperson says local bankers have nothing to fear. Jane Thompson points out that local banks have branches in more than 1,000 Walmart stores across the country, and the Walmart bank will not compete with the checking and savings accounts and loan services those banks offer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.